Amen. Thank God for another worship experience, and thank God for another first Sunday as we now are partaking of our Lord's Supper. We're reading the scriptures from the screen, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 through 30, and this is the paraphrased version of the Bible. For this is what the Lord himself has said about his table, and I pass it on to you before, that on the night when Judas betrayed him, the Lord Jesus took bread. And when he had given thanks to God for it, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, take this and eat it. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, this cup is the new agreement between God and you that has been established and set in motion by my blood. Do this in remembrance of me whenever you drink it. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are retelling the message of the Lord's death, that he has died for you. Do this until he comes again. So if anyone eats this bread and drinks from this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner, he is guilty of sin against the body and blood of the Lord. That is why a man should examine himself carefully before eating the bread and drinking from the cup. For if he eats the bread and drinks from the cup unworthily, not thinking about the body of Christ and what it means, he is eating and drinking God's judgment upon himself, for he is trifling with the death of Christ. That is why many of you are weak and sick, and some have even died. Let us pray. Master, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for grace. We thank you, O God, for forgiveness. As we now look back at the day when you gave your life on the cross, you gave your hands, you gave your side, you gave your head, you gave yourself, you gave your back, you gave your feet, you gave your very being, because you so loved the world that you gave your only you was God's only son for as a sacrifice for our sins. And so we say thank you. Purge us and have mercy upon us, Lord, for we know you know we have not been, we are not perfect beings. So we ask for mercy. We thank you, and we claim every victory that comes through communion, every healing. We thank you for spiritual, physical, and all the healing that it may bring to us. And we praise you, for we know that it was your body that was given for our sins. And we thank you right now. Forgive us and have mercy upon us as we respect and recognize and remember this sacrificial, you being our sacrificial lamb. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Amen. So at this time we are going to partake of our communion. And he took the bread. And the Bible says, after he had given thanks, he said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, this cup is a new testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it, do it in remembrance of me. We say hallelujah to the Lamb and thank God for Jesus, for what he has done for us. And we praise the Lord for all his many blessings. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'll go, I'll follow where you lead. Your hand I trust completely. You can lead me where you lead, I'll go.
Matthew chapter 12, it says that Jesus states that he that is not with me is against me. And so, for a subject I want to use, going with God. Going with God. Because oftentimes in life, we find ourselves in compromising situations. We don't always live by our convictions. We don't always act as Christians. We don't always go with God. The name of our sermon is for us to make our vote count. Amen. To make our vote count so that we won't waste our votes. When I think about a vote, a vote is a formal indication of a choice. Amen. Between two candidates. To vote is to put someone in. To vote is to put a person in power. To vote. People don't always vote their convictions. When I think about convictions or a conviction, it is a strongly held belief. Amen. It is a strongly held belief because oftentimes we compromise our convictions. When we talk about compromising, it is accepting of standards that are lower than your desire for them. Amen. It is accepting of standards that are lower than your desire for those standards. Amen. We hear people talk about, I'm going with Trump, talking about President Trump. Other people talk about, I'm going with Biden, former Vice President Biden. But what I'm saying is, go with who goes with God. That is the Christian challenge. When I think about President Trump, he appears to be right on religion, but wrong on rights. When I think about Vice President Biden, he seems to be wrong on religious values, but right on rights. But God is never wrong. God is always right. God is always right about everything and on everything. Amen. You say, well, this is not about a theocracy. This is about a democracy. Now, democracy is a representative government. a democracy. It is a government that operates by the will of the people. Amen. And you said, well, we're not talking about a theocracy. We're not talking about that. We're talking about a democracy. It's not God rule. It's ruled by the people. But I remind us of, I'm reminded of Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. And it says, whatever you do, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. And giving thanks to the Father by him. Whatever you do, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. All means all. That's all means. According to Dr. Paul Fink, all means all. And so it says, in all that you do, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. It means do all in his name. It means to represent him in all things. Be a representative of God. Whatever you do, always be a representative of God. And so we find Jesus here in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 22 as a man possessed with demons are brought, possessed with a demon is brought to him, and he's blind and he can't, and he's dumb, and Jesus healed him to the point that he spake and saw. And the people said in verse 23 that this is none other than the Son of David. Amen. That long awaited Messiah. We were all waiting for. God had said that he was going to send him. And this is that long awaited Messiah. This is who we've been waiting for. This is the one. But verse 24 says that the Pharisees says that he only cast out devils by Beelzebub, the prince of devils. And Beelzebub in the Old Testament was the Lord of the flies. In the New Testament, it is the Lord of the house. It means he is the head of the house. And so Jesus, he's saying, has partnered with the devil to get the demon out. He's partnered with the head of the demons to get rid of the demon. Amen. And Jesus had to correct him on that in verse 25. He says, every kingdom that is divided against itself cannot stand. And every city that is divided against itself cannot stand. Every house that is divided against itself. If it be divided against itself, how can it stand? And that's the key, is for it to stand. Amen. How do a kingdom stand? That means that the kingdom will last. How long will the kingdom continue without collapsing? Jesus says, make no mistake about it, every kingdom. And he says that in verse 26, if Satan cast out Satan, how shall his kingdom stand? He said, you may want to say a whole lot of things about Satan, but Satan is not going to work against himself. Satan is not stupid. He is not going to fight his own self. He's not going to fight himself. Amen. Satan is not going to fight against himself. He's He's smarter than that. And not only that, in verse 27, he says, if you're saying that I'm casting them out by the devil, being in league with the devil, who do your children cast them out? Amen. The Pharisees had sons in the ministry, and the word children is translated sons, and they had exorcists who went out and did exorcise demons from people, and he says, and they were all agreed in the fact that the only way you can get a demon out is for there to be a diametrically opposing force. There's no way to get a demon out. They all were in agreement on that. And so Jesus says, I guess, who are your children casting them out? Do we have now a double standard? Your children can cast them out and it be of God, but I can cast them out and not be of God? Don't make sense. Jesus says, verse 28, but if I by the Spirit of God, amen, if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come unto you. Amen. The kingdom of God has come unto you. God's kingdom has now arrived because the prophecy said I would come, and Malachi in his last book, in his last chapter, said he would come with healing in his wings. Yes, the kingdom has arrived. And there's no way you can really take over someone's house and get their goods anyway until you bind the strong man. So the strong man is Satan, and so therefore I would have to be in a league with Satan, and then you would have to accuse me of me and Satan working together, and that's not true. He and I don't get along. That's why he got kicked out of heaven. He said, but the truth is that he that is with me, he says, you're either for me or you against me. Amen. That's what he makes it very plain in verse 30. He that is not with me is against me. We see the voter's choice. He says he, and that is indicating that someone is allowed a choice. He didn't say you had to be with me. He said he that is with me. Amen. The question becomes, will we say that the President Trump is with Jesus? Amen. Will we say that Vice President Biden is with Jesus? Will we say that you are with Jesus, or we are with Jesus? What do we want? Do we want Jesus? Because we should want Jesus, because Jesus will always win. And so if we are never going to lose, we must have Jesus. And remember, we're with Jesus. It's not that Jesus has to be with us. He said, he that is not with me. It's not that I'm with him. He's with me. He's running the show. I'm not running the show. So we have a choice, but then there is the conviction, the voters' convictions. The question is, he that is not with me, amen, to be with Jesus is to be for Jesus. It means to be on board with Jesus. Are we on board with Jesus? To be on board with Jesus, and I'll try to speed this up, is to be on board with truth. Amen. That's what Jesus is all about, the truth. Satan is about lies. Jesus is about truth. And so the truth is that if you want your vote to count, if you want your vote to last, then your vote has to be about truth. Because truth is what Jesus is all about. He came to tell the truth about everything, about how things should be done or not be done. And so it's not parties or politics, but principles is truth, is values that we vote for. We vote for values, not people, principles. We have to put the truth in office. We have to put Jesus's teachings in office. And when we talk about convictions, the convictions is clear because it's whatever is said in the Word, whatever he says in the Bible, the Holy Bible. Amen. That is what we, our conviction, those are our strongly held beliefs. And then we must recognize that then there is conscience. Amen. There is conscience. When things are not written in the Bible and it's not clear, we go by the conviction of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in John 16:13 that when the Spirit of truth is come, he shall guide you. John 16:13. Amen. The Spirit of truth will come and guide us in our conscience. Amen. We must have that Spirit, be guided by that Spirit of truth. And then God said, I have not left you. It is the Holy Spirit is going to guide you. I'm going to guide you, amen, in areas that may be gray to you. I'm going to guide you, and I'm going to convict you. And when we look at 1 John 3:20, verse 21, it tells us that, 1 John 3:21, that if we are not condemned, if our hearts are not condemned, then we know that God is pleased. We know that if the Holy Spirit hadn't convicted our heart, then we have a clear conscience. Amen. We have peace toward God. We have a clear conscience. If when you go in the voting booth, anything that you do, anything that you agree to, if the Holy Spirit does not convict you, amen, then you have the green light, according to 1 John 3:21. Amen. The Holy Spirit is what convicts us. Well, the truth is that the Holy Spirit is not left us alone, and we know that we have confidence toward God. We know that when the Holy Spirit does not condemn our hearts, and that's where God speaks to us in our hearts, in our inner person. God convicts us. We are convicted inside. God speaks to us. He has not left us alone. He guides us and he speaks to us. And he convicts us, and we have confidence in what we do because God has not condemned us in our hearts. You see, our heart is what we gave to Christ, and he lives in our heart. And so our very being, he speaks to us. And so whatever you do, do all, amen, in the name as one of his representatives, amen. Represent God in everything. Well, we must understand that, but then there are compromisers, amen. We know that, and we have to decide that, Jesus does not leave us any room. He said, he that is not with me is against me. He that is not for me is against me. It's very easy. For, against. For, against. Are you for God or are you against God? And there are those persons who would say, well, I'm not really against God. I'm for God, but I'm going to go against God. Say, no, 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 wait a minute. You can't. It won't work that way. You either for me or against me. I leave no gray areas. Either Jesus is the Messiah or he's not. The Pharisees had to conclude that. Jesus, you cannot ride the fence. You cannot straddle the fence. And that's what Satan does, is he takes a lot of lies and mixes it with truth, and he gets us to take it. And we find out that is what happened to Eve in Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3, verse 4, I believe it is. God had told Eve something, and the devil went to her with packing lies and said, but he had truth in it. He said, ye shall not surely die. Amen. God has said, you're going to die. The devil says, you're not going to die. And she didn't die that day. And he talked to her about her rights, that, you know, you're a woman. A woman ought to have rights. Amen. Amen. We got a lot of rights going around. Amen. Some are good and some aren't good. The ones that are right are the ones that are true. The ones that will last. The truth lasts. The truth is that eventually a lie will show its true colors. But truth, you know, we got a lot of rights, but our rights may be wrongs. Amen. If God is not in agreement with it, then it's a wrong, it's not a right. It doesn't matter what we say about it. But compromisers will mix it all up. And the truth is that a good lie will have some truth in it. That's why it's hard. That's how the devil operates. He takes even some truth around it, and he puts in, injects a little bit of a lie. And therefore, he wins everybody over. He deceives the whole world. Put some poison in it. It doesn't matter how much poison you put in something. If you put a little bit, you're still gonna kill you. You don't have to put a whole. The whole thing doesn't have to be poison. People put some poison. They can poison your food. You know, you can't even see it. Just a little bit. Well, the truth is that God. That's how Eve got tricked. But all of these rights that we have may not be rights. They may be wrongs. And if God says it's wrong. End of story. And so as Christians, we must vote. And we must, because when evil only triumphs, when good men do nothing. And the sad reality is that we shouldn't have gotten to this point. Why should it be so hard to make a decision? That's a whole nother sermon, because we should have a candidate that is clear, cut, and dry as a Christian. But we can't wait till the presidential election before we start trying to groom up a candidate. We need to be on our knees and pray that God will always send us who we need. Amen. That are pleasing in his sight. So the truth is that Satan is in the business of confusing us and twisting things and mixing things and injecting things, and then we end up dead. But the truth is, you can only be on one side or the other. Jesus said, either you're for me or you're against me. You can only be on one side. And you see, you can only wear one jersey in a game. Amen. You can't be on two sides at the same time. If we're fighting the enemy, then you're either on Jesus' side or you're on Satan's side. And we have to decide. And what I'm saying is, go with God. Go with God. Amen. Truth is that they wrote a song that said, Satan, we're going to tear your kingdom down. A long time ago, my grandparents used to sing it. Amen. The preachers are going to preach your kingdom down. The mourners are going to mourn your kingdom down. It's coming down, Satan. is coming down. We're going to tear your kingdom down. Are we tearing down Satan's kingdom, or are we building it up? Are we becoming chummy with Satan? Well, the fact of the matter is that he is the king. He's the king of kings. Satan claims he has a kingdom, but our God is the king of kings. He's the king of kings. He is the Lord of lords. Yes, we have the right king. And our king, he says, Jesus said, now you have to choose sides carefully, because you can make the choice, but you can't decide the consequences. And truth will set you, make you free. John 8:32 and 36. And the truth is that he says that God is the one. He is the one who is. The Christians can't go wrong when we vote for truth, because truth never ends. Truth. It never changes. You know, politicians change. You know, you even if you vote for somebody, you find out, oh, they changed on you. You can't really, you have to find truth. You have to find someone who stands on something that doesn't change, and someone who has conviction. And we know that they won't change because they are convicted. And that's why I really ought to put Christians in office, because Christians, Christ changes us, and we are changed forever inside. And Christians are those that we can change. Either you're for me or you are against me. And Jesus says that's what makes the church so strong. The church has gone through all kind of, down through history, people tried to destroy the church, destroy the Bible, stop Jesus, stamp out God. But he's still moving. You know why? Because of 1 Timothy 3:15. Because he says the church is the pillar and ground of the truth. Amen. And truth does not change. Politicians change. People may change. But truth doesn't change. And if you get changed by Christ, then you will have convictions that won't change. Amen. And when I think about the fact that God wants to give us eternal life, amen, that's something that didn't change. He didn't give it to us and take it back. So we have to understand that it is important that we recognize that we have to go with God, follow his word, and let his Holy Spirit guide us as we make our decisions. Amen. This election season. And the truth is that when I think about truth will fight for you. Amen. Amen. Even when you can't fight for yourself, truth will still be fighting. When you put truth in office, truth will continue to bless your health. Truth will give you a civil society. Truth will make us love one another. Truth will make us do the things that are pleasing unto God, because Satan sells the lie, and what happens is the lie ends up ruining our society, but truth preserves our society. When you put truth and vote truth in office, when you vote truth, when you vote values, Satan destroys, lies, deceive. Amen. But truth preserves our health. Lies will make you ruin your health. Lies will make you ruin your life. Lies will take away your peace. Lies will destroy your home. Lies will make you marry the wrong person. Lies will tell you this is okay. And lies put the world in a bad situation. But anybody who's deceived by lies, amen, you'll know that they won't go the long haul. But truth, amen. Jesus talked to Pilate about truth. Pilate asked Jesus, He said, so you're a king? He said, yeah, I'm a king. He said, for this reason came I into the world. To this end was I born. For this cause was I born. Amen. And that I might bring truth. John 18:37, I believe. 37 or 27. He said, this is the reason why I came. To bring truth into the world. And those who follow truth will follow me. Amen. Because truth will fight for us. Even when we can't fight for ourselves, truth will still be winning. Truth will still be going. Truth will still be defending you. Truth will still be standing up. Because we want to stand. We claim with this standing. You won't be able to stand not on lies. You can only stand on truth. I saw a thing on television that said, divided we stand. No, you're not standing, you're wobbling. United we stand, but we can only stand on truth, and we can only be united when we accept the truth about ourselves, that we need salvation, need to be changed, need to be Christians, need to love one another, and let God eradicate racism, eradicate civil unrest, eradicate these things, and we'll have the protection of God in our lives and over our lives. Truth, truth. Jesus said, you'll know the truth. And Pilate didn't want to accept it, but they said, Jesus said, you destroy this body in 3 days and I'll bring it up. And you know what happened early Sunday morning? The truth came out. The truth will go with us when the odds are against us. Truth strengthens a society. Put truth in office. Truth. That's why that songwriter said, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down. Amen. 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 It says his truth is still marching. His truth is marching on. And that's what we need. We need truth. And if we buy the devil's lie, we know that we'll sink. But when you're standing on truth, amen. When you're held up by truth, amen. I'm so glad. It's so good to know that Jesus Christ, amen. We gotta want his way, amen. We gotta want his will to be done. We gotta want, amen, his word. We gotta embrace those things that bring truth, amen. Lies destroy, but truth makes us strong. And whenever we build a society and make laws and rules and get people who want to live by lies instead of the truth, it won't be long. Amen. 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 If we want to stand, it ain't but one way to stand. And your vote will count because it'll go the long haul. Truth. It's what brings victory. And Father, we thank you right now for the opportunity, O Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to become Christians, to accept you, knowing that you will show us the truth about life, and you will guide us in these turbulent seasons. O God, we ask now that we will embrace as Christians, that we will go out and spread the truth and let the world know what the truth is, and that we'll never tear Satan's kingdom down until we do it by the truth. We thank you right now that you've given us exactly what we need. Amen. And we know that our world will be a better place, be the best place it can be, only when we are abiding by your truths. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth. His truth. His truth. is marginal. In Jesus' name, amen.
Cause you're